USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is denying that he's been briefed on reported U.S. intelligence that a Russian military intelligence unit secretly offered bounties to Taliban-linked militants for killing American troops in Afghanistan. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on ABC's This Week.
This is as bad as it gets, and yet the president will not confront the Russians on this score. Denies being briefed, whether he is or not, his administration knows.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Vice President Mike Pence says he doesn't want to say Black Lives Matter because he doesn't agree with the political message behind it.
What I see in the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement is a political agenda of the radical left that would defund the police.
He also said African American leaders have made clear they want law and order and peace in their streets. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Trump cabinet member has a warning about COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says the country is in a better situation than it was earlier on in the pandemic, thanks to hospital capacity and therapeutics. But he also is advocating for personal responsibility, saying,
it's a very different situation, but this is a very, very serious situation, and the window is closing for us to take action and get this under control.
Right. Speaking on CNN's State of the Union, Azar also urged those who have recovered from the coronavirus to donate plasma. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Global coronavirus cases have now exceeded 10 million. It's a major milestone in the spread of the disease that's killed nearly 500,000 people in 7 months. Governor Andrew Cuomo says the death toll fell to 5 on Saturday, the lowest number that New York State has recorded in more than 3 months. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YUMove.com.
Vice President Mike Pence attended a Celebrate Freedom ceremony at First Baptist Church in Dallas and spoke about a number of issues, including his support for law enforcement. USA's John Clemens has more.
Mr. Pence said there is no excuse for the rioting, looting, and burning, as he vowed to prosecute those responsible.
Most of those who put on the uniform of law enforcement every day are the best people in this country. They walk out the door every morning, they risk their lives to protect us and our families. But we all know the tragic events of recent days. And let me say, there's no excuse for what happened to George Floyd, and justice will be served.
Mr. Pence, like many of the worshipers, wore protective face masks, but removed his when he spoke from the pulpit. John Clemens, USA Radio Network.
Three people in New Mexico have died. One has been blinded, and three others are in critical condition after drinking hand sanitizer that was tainted with methanol. On June 19th, the FDA released a list of hand sanitizer brands that have found to contain methanol. They say don't use it because it's toxic. Most of the hand sanitizers on the list were produced by a Mexico-based company called Ecbiochem. The FDA recommends consumers stop using the hand sanitizers and dispose of them in the trash. Do not pour them down the drain. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.